When you hear the music of Muse, Radiohead, or Jules Holland's Rhythm and Blues Orchestra, you are likely to be listening to a trumpet made in Norwich.
When you hear the music of Muse, Radiohead, or Jules Holland's Rhythm and Blues Orchestra, you're likely to be listening to a trumpet made in Norwich. Andy Taylor's instruments are bought by musicians around the globe, and his creations are played by festival headliners, chart toppers, and even for royal fanfares. Andy has been making trumpets and flugelhorns and cornets in a unit on Norwich's Sweetbriar industrial estate for 30 years. They have their own tone. Andy describes it as fatter, warmer, darker, browner, and calls the sound of traditional trumpets more shiny and brittle. And they have their own look. Andy has spent years honing designs which not only work musically, but also look fantastic. As a biker, he uses biking imagery to describe them. We make the glossy, glitzy, flamboyant, expressive instruments, the Harley Davidsons. The best-looking bikes have these sexy curves. Many of his custom-made trumpets are finished by motorbike artist Ty Law of Pageant Paintwork in Snetterton. One is a masterpiece of Americana, the Stars and Stripes, the Statue of Liberty, a native North American, an eagle, and the New York skyline. The bends in the bell, the tube that makes up the body of the instrument, are also works of art, sometimes sinuous curves, sometimes sharply angled, but always perfectly finished so that seams are imperceptible and metals and colours flow. But Andy is not really one to blow his own trumpet. His instruments are world famous, but made in a workshop, tucked away in an almost anonymous unit, surrounded by motor mechanics, food producers, and home improvement manufacturers. His customers come to him by word of mouth, and although he is a musician himself, and played the trumpet and saxophone at school, they are no longer his forte. He will demonstrate to people who might have travelled thousands of miles to find him, but he's a rock and roll guitarist at heart. When he left school with a passion for music, art, and making things, there was a job going in a French horn factory, and so he learned how to hand-make French horns. After 15 years, his microbiologist ex-wife got a job in Norfolk. He decided to set up on his own, making brass instrument components, but soon moved to designing and making entire instruments. For the first few months, he supported himself as a holiday camp session musician, until the trumpets he was creating began making a bit of a noise internationally. They're designed to create a stir, rarely played by orchestral musicians, because orchestras demand uniformity. They are beloved instead of jazz musicians, and his biggest market has always been America, but he sends his instruments all over the world. If you hear Jules Holland, the trumpet section are playing them. If you hear Muse, Radiohead, the Hoosiers, the session guys backing them are playing my trumpets. They're also bought by collectors and feature in museums. Many days of labour go into each one. Standard Andy Taylor instruments cost £3,000 to £4,000, more for the customised and specially built versions. In a gloriously packed workshop, Andy and his two expert members of staff work by hand, transforming sheets of brass, bronze, copper and nickel into works of art. They measure with rulers, cut, bend and weld and polish by hand with the help of basic tools rather than computers. It means that every instrument is obviously, to those in the know, not only an Andy Taylor, but also unique. They produce 80 or 90 trumpets a year, plus flugelhorns, which produce a mellow sound in between that of a trumpet and a French horn, and some cornets. Andy is also constantly experimenting, and it's the tweaks and flourishes and entire new designs which emerge that he loves creating. "I like to think they're works of art, or even a flash piece of sculpture," says Andy. I'm successful enough to have enough time to make what I want to make and then worry about selling it later. If he hears a trumpet played, he can usually tell whether it's one of his. There is a certain fluidity about them, he says. If it turns out not to be a Taylor instrument, then he knows that it's the kind of player who would probably love one, because they're playing with the insouciant style which cries out for standout design. Many of Andy's instruments have a sculptural feel, from the flare of the bell to the striking bends, imperceptible seams and gleaming finish, as polished, precise, and perfect as a piece of jewellery. He's made a trumpet which might almost have been carved from green-black marble, and show-offs, flashy with glowing patina, glittering metal, rose-gold lacquer, or valves capped in sparkly blue or mother-of-pearl. He names his instruments. Piranha is his best-selling, or Chicago, Zeus, Orpheus, or Terminator. Other customized trumpets and flugelhorns are inspired by Chrysler, Lamborghini, Batman. One remarkable horn was inspired by the iconic Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club cover. Artwork can be painted or engraved, and colors range from, well, brass, to the shocking pink trumpet that Andy created for the American trumpet star Cindy Bradley. These are no novelties, they play beautifully too. He's even made his own new instrument, which he calls a fat puppy. Like every Andy Taylor, it's a joy to look at, sinuous, sleek, glossy, and based on his fat boy flugelhorn, but smaller, travel size, and utterly gorgeous. He also makes components as collaborations with other instrument makers, including supplying the bells for all the trumpets used to play fanfares for the Queen at official ceremonies. There's a bike under construction in the corner of the workshop too. Andy is customizing it for himself. Here, metal and craft, natural flair and painstaking attention to detail have created instruments renowned worldwide for their signature sound and bold design, and heard by millions who might not have heard of Andy Taylor, but have definitely heard an Andy Taylor trumpet.